welcome to this mini episode of Wargaming Recon. As always, I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. I want to begin by saying that I hope you've had the chance to listen to the most recent full episode of the show, in which I interview Angela Haru, who is the media director for Total Confusion. Total Confusion is this fantastic gaming convention here in New England, which has recently finished for the year. Angela took some time out of her busy schedule, and her and I chatted for about an hour. Hopefully you have the chance to listen to that. If not, I ask that you do download the episode. I think you will find it very interesting. She kind of pulls aside the curtain and invites us all behind the scenes for what actually happens at a real-life gaming convention. So it was a very interesting episode. It was a lot of fun, and we had a lot of laughs. So like I said, I hope you will listen to that. That's episode 69. And it is titled Wargaming Recon, Episode 69, Angela Haru and TotalCon. If you're subscribed to the show via iTunes, you should have already gotten that automatically downloaded. But if you download it directly from the blog, like so many of you do, please head on over to the blog, wargamingforums.com, and you'll find it on our front page. Plus, we'll have a link to it here in the show notes for this episode. Now, you might be thinking, okay, that's cool, but why are you releasing a mini episode? You usually do that if you just have like an announcement or something. And the reason is I do have an announcement. After episode 69 went live, I had the interesting and fun idea to do a contest. So I had posted the contest on the blog and I thought, well, you know, there's quite a few people who listen to the show, but who don't necessarily go to the blog all the time. And I mean, this is a podcast and the contest is for the podcast. So I should have the contest in the podcast. I mean, I should have thought of that beforehand, but for whatever reason, the idea just didn't come to me until afterwards. So this contest is officially the Wargaming Recon promo contest. Now, over the past few days, I have been listening to some pretty cool podcast promos, and that made me think, you know, I should have a promo for a Wargaming Recon. Those of you who have been listening to the show for, well, through the various incarnations of it, you might remember that there was a really awesome Monty and the Fox promo. My former co-host Tom Barberley created that, and he kind of geared it towards people who are listeners of WWPD News from the Front. So he, you know, used his music and DJ skills, and he made this really awesome promo. But of course, the promo was for Monty and the Fox, which was going to be the previous version of Wargaming Recon. But when Tom had a leave to deal with his other endeavors and focus on his other projects, couldn't be Monty and the Fox anymore. I mean, it's just me. I can't be Monty and the Fox. I'd have to be Monty or the Fox. I couldn't be both. And then you might even remember way back when the show was the CWF Gamecast that I had a really dreadful promo that I made. But, like, that promo was just so bad, I've just buried the memories of it because it was awful. So this is how all of you guys get involved. I need good ideas for a promo. The promo ideas should sum up what the show's about. Hopefully, when you create your ideas, I mean, you can create a script, which might be really cool, or, you know, just flesh out some ideas, whatever. But it should be for a promo that's no longer than 30 seconds in length, and the promo should appeal to gamers like you. Now, you do not need to record a promo. But if you do, please send it to me in MP3 or WAV format. And if you do send me a recorded promo for the show, I will probably send something special your way as thanks for going through all that extra effort. Whoever comes up with the best promo idea is going to win something awesome. Plus, you'll get full credit for the promo, and that credit is going to be posted on the blog, and it'll also be inserted into the credits of every single episode of this podcast. So, I need you to send your submissions to me. Send them to cwfgamecast@wargamingforums.com. You need to get those to me no later than midnight Eastern Standard Time on Friday, March 30th. So you basically have a whole month to come up with your best promo ideas and send those to me at cwfgamecast@wargamingforums.com. Like I said, whoever has what I judge to be the best promo idea or the best recorded promo or, you know, whatever, will win something awesome, plus get full credit for your ideas and all your hard work. As you can tell, I'm not so good with doing promos on my own, so I'm relying on all of you guys, because I know that you are much more creative and much better at this than I am. So I'm going to rely on you and give some awesome prizes to whoever wins and give you the credit. And it'll just be awesome. And I'm sure I will, you know, play and mention some of the other ideas and promo ideas that people give. So you might get your name in the show whether you win or not. Now, this episode, this mini episode, would be really boring if I just spent, you know, 5 minutes, whatever, and said, so there's a contest and I want you to enter it because you can win cool stuff. It should have a little something extra. Whenever I've done, you know, a mini episode, one of my episode and a half, so whatever, as I've called them, I've kind of tried to give you something else so it's not just like this advertising. Because, I mean, I hate when, you know, you're watching a show and you're just, there's this commercial and you're like, oh man, I know they got to pay the bills, but it's an advertiser, seriously? So I try to give you something extra because you're going to be like, why am I going to download these half episodes if it's just, you know, Jonathan asking me to do something? And you'd be right. So I have a couple other things in here. As part of the mailbag, I want to give some listener feedback and information to everyone. So I want to start off with an email that I received in the past few days from Wally Harwood. And Wally wrote me, and I really appreciated this, actually, but he said that he wanted to send me an email to thank me for putting out what he says is a great podcast. Those are his words. I'm not denying it, but I mean, I'm just this guy talking to all of you, and I'm just really appreciative that you guys listen. So I hope you like it, and I like knowing that, Wally, that you think this is a great podcast. I really enjoy it. But Wally also says that he enjoys listening to the show on his commute to work because it makes his time on the train much more enjoyable. He recalled that in one episode, I mentioned that I like to play chess. And he asked that if I'm playing any chess programs on my iPad, that he wants to challenge me to a game. So, Wally, I wrote back to you, so hopefully you've gotten that already. But for the rest of you, I love to play chess. My father and my grandfather taught me to play when I was really young. I think the episode that Wally is referring to is the one when I mentioned that my grandfather had passed away before Christmas last year. And I was just kind of reminiscing about him a little bit and how he kind of spurred me on with wargaming and history and everything. I do like to play chess. I really do. I have a blast at it. But I'm awful. I'm like the world's worst chess player. If you ever want to win a game of chess, you want to play it against me. I'm going to have fun, and hopefully you're going to have fun too. I'm just not any good. I'm awful, really. But I would love to play chess on the iPad. I don't have any iPad chess apps. If any of you know of any cool chess apps to play on the iPad, they could be free, they could cost money, whatever. Just tell me what they are. You can go ahead and email them to me, you know, cwfgamecast@wargamingforums.com. Post them on the blog, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, whatever. I mean, just send me your ideas, and I'll try them out and stuff. And Wally, as soon as I get a chess app on there, I'll check with you and see if it's one that you have, and I'll take you up on your challenge. Hopefully we'll have a fun time as you kick my butt in a game of chess. So that was really cool. And for the rest of you, if any of you play chess on the iPad or whatever, I mean, maybe we can play a game or two. You're going to beat me, but that's okay. It's going to be fun. The other email is actually from a while back, and it's from Richard Crawley, who lives over in the United Kingdom. And he entered a contest that was being run, but he also mentioned that there was an event that he's doing. And I asked him, you know, if there was anything that I could kind of, you know, information I could share about stuff or anything I could do to help out. And so he gave me the information about the event, and I want to kind of promote it. I know some of you guys and ladies, I believe, who listen to this show are in the United Kingdom and might be able to go to this event. Maybe you're not in the UK, but maybe you might still be able to make it up there if it's of interest to you. I'm not quite sure, but I want to promote this. It is a weekend campaign based on Hackett's The Third World War. It's being played on the weekend of the 21st to the 22nd of April at Dungworth Green Hall in Dungworth, which is near Sheffield in the United Kingdom. It's going to be using the Cold War Commander rules. Now, Richard told me he actually wrote up this really nice PDF kind of newsletter announcement about it, which I think I'm actually going to go ahead and put in the show notes because it's gorgeous, full color and everything. But in the thing, he mentions that the reason why they chose the Cold War Commander rules was that they wanted to pick rules that you can play quickly and are really easy to pick up. He did express that there is no need for you to have knowledge of Cold War Commander. It's not essential. If you happen to know how to play using the rules, I mean, that's extra for you. But that, you know, newbies to the rules are very much welcome. Now, the game is going to be played using 1/300th scale models. And he said the reason for that, actually, is that technically, I guess it's close to 6mm scale, but that, you know, the 1/285th scale American stuff is just so expensive when it gets imported to the UK that basically it's prohibitive for people over there to use it. So that they do 1/300th scale for that. Now, I'm just kind of glancing over things in his newsletter. Like I said, it's, you know, the 21st to the 22nd of April. He said that, you know, they're going to start up on Saturday around 10 o'clock in the morning. There's going to be a couple of rounds of game, and then they're going to break for lunch, probably heading over to get some of Dave's excellent pies at the nearby rural hotel. And then when everyone finishes with lunch, head back and play some more until 5 p.m. Do the same thing on Sunday. And then he also said that on Saturday, there's probably going to be an evening pub session to review the events of the first day. So, you know, you can get a chance to get a pint or whatever, which would be a lot of cool. Now, the scenario, and I'm actually just going to read this. This is a few paragraphs. The scenario is 14th of August, 1985. The center holds. In Hackett's books, the Warsaw Pact invasion of West Germany reaches its high water mark on the 14th and 15th of August, 1985. Having reached the Dutch border, Soviet forces begin to swing southwards, aiming to cut the supply lines of NATO's Central Army Group. In Hackett's narrative, the Soviets attack between the Maas and Rhine rivers towards the Dutch town of Venlo, pushing back two British corps and forming a southward-pointing bulge known as the Krefeld Salient. Our game covers the fighting in the central corridor between Maas and Rhine, but also the two flanking sectors. The first of these is along the A73 motorway west of the Maas, and the second is toward Duisburg, expanding from narrow bridgeheads across the Lippe River. This part of Hackett's story gives us a phase of the war that's well described and lets us use American, Dutch, British, Belgian, and West German forces against a number of interesting Warsaw Pact formations. Our game will use three columns of tables with the major rivers providing convenient walkways between them. He included some pictures in the PDF, which is why I'm going to be sure to put those in the show notes. And they show some Soviet armor approaching a tributary of one of the rivers, and East German T-72s passing a ruined farmhouse near Kleve. So it's going to be pretty cool. I guess the members of the Society of 20th Century Wargamers, SOTCW, fought out Soviet attempts to cross the Lippe at Hammerhead in 2010, having previously gained the British counterattack against the Krefeld Salient. The Crisis Point campaign sits between these previous games and the story of the Third World War. Now, in his email, he mentions that they've decided on how the map's going to be and the tables. They plan to have 1 6x8 table and 2 14x8 tables, plus it will be 2 quote-unquote rear area tables that will allow longer range artillery and air bases, and they're also thinking about maybe using some air warfare board game rules to determine air superiority over the battlefield. Might I suggest Check Your Six? I've been told it is fantastic. Now, the venue for this is the Dunworth Green Hall, and according to the little PDF, he says, up until a few months ago, Bradfield Dunworth Primary was the only school in Sheffield that didn't have a school hall. Games lessons meant either processing down the hill to the park or up the hill to the old prefabricated village hall. The new hall is the result of 10 years of lobbying and fundraising by staff, governors, villagers, and parents. Uniquely for Sheffield, this is both school hall and village hall. It's run by a committee and is available for locals to book for events like the ones that I'm describing. Dunworth Green Hall takes its name from its address on Dunworth Green, but also from its green credentials. It has a wind generator and is insulated with local sheep's wool. I gotta say, that's pretty cool. Having renewable resources and being green, being energy efficient and good for the environment, nothing wrong with that, so I applaud that. Now, if you're interested in playing, you need to know that spots are limited. They want between 15 and 20 participants. There's a charge of £10 for the weekend. They're not doing any one-day discounts. They kind of want it me and Flo a weekend because they need to cover the cost of hiring the hall. Any surplus money that they get, they say they are going to donate to the local branch of the Royal British Legion. If you want to play, you need to get in touch. Now, how do you get in touch? Well, you should send an email to crawleystores@gmail.com. That is crawleystores@gmail.com. If you're in the UK, you could telephone Richard Crawley as well. If you do decide to go, there are a few things that they would like to know. They'd like to know if you played Cold War Commander before. Like I said, it's not essential, but it would be helpful. They also want to know if you have a preference for what team you're on. Do you want to be on the Warsaw Pact, NATO? Do you want to be part of the Umpire team? And they also are curious if you can contribute any 1-300 scale units. It's not a requirement, but it could be helpful. The two command teams will be responsible for organizing and recruiting the forces for their side, deciding on strategy, tactics, and pushing around toys and rolling dice on the day. The umpire team are responsible for the details of the scenario and for ensuring that the sides are appropriate for the scenario, that they are required hidden required terrain items, placing hidden deployment and movement, generally embodying the fog of war, giving rules interpretations and rulings on the day, and keeping things moving. In addition, players in all roles can get involved in building terrain for the game. The big things that are needed are terrain mats or cloth, and suitably Germanic and or Dutch terrain items. So that is something to be considered. I want to mention that the people and entities sponsoring that event are the Baggage Train. Steve Oates of the Baggage Train is providing a massive bridge model spanning the Maas and their scale down Venlo. It's an authentic 1/300th scale model of the famous Bridge Too Far at Arnhem. You can find out more by going to the-baggagetrain.com. Russell Phillips Books is going to give everyone a free copy of his ebook, Weapons and Equipment of the U.S. Army. That's for everyone who participates in the event. And then Bradfield Dunworth School PFA helped to provide existing public liability insurance, making it more affordable for this event to happen. If you do intend to go, in addition to, you know, getting in touch with Richard, paying the $10, getting your free ebook, going and having a good time, you're going to need somewhere to stay. There are a few places to stay there. There is the Padley Farm B&B, which is located on Dunworth Green in Sheffield. That's the closest to the venue. Next closest is the Royal Hotel, which is on the main road in Dunworth. I believe that's where they're going to be going each day for lunch. And then just a few hundred yards away is Rickett Field Farm, where you can also stay. That's also in Dunworth. So I will have the PDF kind of newsletter announcement about all this put up in the show notes for this episode, mini episode. It has, you know, some maps and stuff for what they're thinking and everything. But I just want to reiterate that if you are interested in going to this, if you live in the UK, you can get there. This happens on the weekend of April 21st to the 22nd, 2012, at Dunworth Green Hall in Dunworth, which is near Sheffield in the United Kingdom. It's using the Cold War Commander rules. You need to pay $10 to enter for the weekend, and you want to contact Richard Crawley. I would suggest emailing him at crawleystores@gmail.com and just let him know that you're interested in what you want to do. So I hope that everyone who does go to this event has a blast. It sounds like a lot of fun, and I think you guys will have a good time there. I want to thank everyone, as always, for listening to this mini episode. I hope you take the time to enter the podcast promo contest. Don't forget, you have until midnight Eastern Standard Time on Friday, March 30th, to get your submission to me by sending it to CWFGamecast@WarGamingForums.com. I need good ideas that sum up what the Wargaming Recon show is about. They should be no longer than 30 seconds in length and appeal to gamers like you. Like I said, you don't have to record the promo, but if you want to, you can. And if you do, please send it to me in MP3 or WAV file. And whoever is chosen as the winner will receive something awesome plus credit for the promo idea. And that credit will be posted on my blog and will be included in the credits of every single episode of the show. So thank you again, and that's about it. So don't forget, Listen to episode 69 as well, which had come out before this. It has the interview with Andrew LaHuru, who is the media director for Total Confusion. Have a good evening, and keep on gaming.
If you want to check out something really cool, you need to tune in to the TriTac podcast. What's that you say? TriTac? What's a TriTac? TriTac is one of the oldest role-playing companies around. They make games like
Friendsworth, Euro 13, FTL, 2440, Incursion, Hardwired, Hinterland,
Weird Zone,
Beach Bunny Bimbos with Blasters.
Designed for D20 and Savage Worlds, these games will kick your dice into overdrive. Whether you want to combat the denizens of the underworld, travel the galaxy, get crazy with bimbos, or travel the multiverse and do it all, TriTac has you covered. Go to TriTacGamers.com to see what it's all about. That's TriTac Gamers.com. And check out our weekly podcast at TriTacSystems.podbean.com. Or simply enter keyword TriTac in iTunes. You're gonna love it.
Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by 127games.com, home of the cheapest Axis and Allies miniatures. Find them at 12-7-games.com. This recording is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. Look for Wargaming Recon online at www.wargamingforums.com. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. You can learn more about this episode by reading the show notes on our blog. Many thanks to Andrew M. and Court N. for inspiring the show's name. Thank you for listening, and keep on gaming.